As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
The Taylor Ranch has a new bison harvest in, and it's selling fast. I'm Susanna Luthi, host of KPRL's Free Talk California and Rancher. I want our community to thrive one plate of bison at a time. We've got new offerings like spicy bison sausage and a bison club that keeps you and meat all year long and gives special perks like a ranch bison safari. Bison transports you back 100 years when meat was what nature intended. Wild, wildly nutritious, and so very delicious. Order now at Taylor Ranch 1868.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Wednesday, May 27th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
County Agricultural Commissioner investigates incident of invasive pest. Paso Robles School Board approves resolution to place bond measure on November ballot. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy this morning, then partly cloudy. Highs in the upper 60s. It's 43 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone on Ramada Drive and Cow Meadow Lane. Call or stop by. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. The San Luis Obispo County Agricultural Commissioner, Martin Sativan-Demi, has released a statement regarding an investigation into glassy-winged sharpshooters, or GWSS, in San Luis Obispo County. GWSS is an invasive agricultural pest capable of transmitting Pierce's disease to grapevines, according to the statement. While they pose no risk to human health, it is a California-rated pest of significant concern to the state's grape industry. Between April and May 21st, a wholesale nursery in Fresno County shipped grapevines containing viable GWSS life stages to several retail locations in California. An investigation by county agricultural officials revealed that the nursery did ship plants to the San Luis Obispo Costco, but none of the shipments included grape plants or any detectable life stages of GWSS. Based on the county's investigation, they believe there is extremely low risk from this incident to the county. The Templeton CSD will be holding a special meeting this week to discuss its fiscal year 2026-27 operating budget. The meeting will be held Thursday, May 28th, starting at noon in the CSD boardroom, 206 5th Street. Summaries will be provided for the CSD's water, wastewater, drainage, fire, administrative, community facilities, parks, recreation, and streetlight funds. Paso Robles School Board approves resolution to place bond measure on November ballot. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
Junior, you know why my TV is turned down so low? Last week, I went down to see Peter Lucier at Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. He's a nice young feller who tested my hearing. He had me try on these nearly invisible hearing aids. See? They ain't got no buttons or nothing. By gum, I hear like I'm 29 years old. Call Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists. Dial 805-460-7385. Or use your smartphone and go to slowcountyhearingaids.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. The Paso Robles School Board took the next step forward for the proposed general obligation bond. The bond proposes to spend about $200,000 on upgrades to facilities at Paso Robles High School and at War Memorial Stadium for career technical education. The board received 20 minutes of public comment, most in opposition to the bond measure, and discussed the text of the resolution at length. In response to concerns about academic performance, Superintendent Jennifer Loftus had this to say about the bond measure.
If we are going to partner with the city, with Cal Poly, with Cuesta, and with the spaceport, we need to have advanced manufacturing in our school system. That is just the beginning of what we need to do. We cannot provide opportunities for our students to do what they need to do if we don't have the facilities available to our students that they need. A building that was built in 1980, by all means, should have been built in 1950 when you're talking about the type of technology that needs to be in classrooms to lend themselves to the experiences that our students need today. If we don't adjust, we are leaving our students behind.
The resolution for the bond measure required a supermajority from the board. The resolution passed 5-1, with Trustee Kenny Eddy dissenting. If filed by the board by the appropriate deadline, the bond measure will appear on the November ballot and will need 55% voter approval to pass. San Luis Obispo Police Department responded to a report on the 1300 block of Madonna Road yesterday at about 5:30 p.m., where a man was refusing to leave a business. When police arrived at the location and attempted to approach the man, he began to yell at officers to not come near him and stated several times that he had a firearm and wanted to die or commit suicide by cop. The man was identified as 55-year-old Stephen Wilson. Wilson continued to threaten officers and refused to comply after 20 minutes of negotiation. He then reached into a pack he was wearing at his waist. Officers used munitions made of dense foam to strike him in the leg and take him into custody without further incident. A firearm was not located on Wilson's person. He was treated for minor injuries at a hospital and booked into the San Luis Obispo County Jail for felony resisting arrest. No officers were injured. A vehicle caught fire on Highway 101 yesterday afternoon just outside of Santa Margarita, slowing down traffic. CHP received reports of the incident at about 1:26 p.m. yesterday about a vehicle fully engulfed in flames with nearby vegetation also catching fire. The fire was put out in about half an hour. CHP did not report any injuries. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Dodgers beat the Rockies 15-6, the Diamondbacks over the Giants 7-5, the Mariners beat the Athletics 4-1, the Phillies over the Padres 4-3, the Angels beat the Tigers 10-6. Tonight, the Dodgers will face the Rockies, the Athletics will go against the Mariners, the Giants will face the Diamondbacks, the Padres will go against the Phillies, the Angels will face the Tigers, and the Yankees will go against the Royals. In California news, Tom Steyer has run the most expensive political campaign in the country this year. So far, the Democrat candidate has spent more than $195 million for advertisements, and that number continues to grow. The former record was set in 2010 by Republican Meg Whitman, spending $178 million on a bid for governor, the costliest campaign for statewide office in the nation's history at the time. When adjusted for inflation, Whitman still holds the record. All evacuation orders in Garden Grove near a chemical tank have been lifted, allowing the remaining 16,000 people to return home. The incident began on Thursday that forced 50,000 people to evacuate. More information has been revealed about the man and the young girl sought in an Amber Alert from CHP on Tuesday. Officials were called to a home on the 2600 block of South Alskis Avenue in Los Angeles to conduct a welfare check. They discovered an adult female deceased in the residence. Her husband, Ruben Fragoso, is a person of interest in the investigation. The victim's daughter, 5-year-old Deliza Fragoso, is believed to have been abducted by them. Though they share the same last name, authorities have not confirmed their relationship. Local News was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:15.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, America's sugar beet and sugar cane producers applaud Senators John Hoeven of North Dakota and Alyssa Slotkin of Michigan, along with Representatives Julie Federchak of North Dakota and Troy Carter of Louisiana, for leading a bipartisan, bicameral letter with more than 110 members of Congress urging the U.S. Trade Representative to take immediate action against the flood of over-quota foreign sugar, devastating the livelihoods of family farmers and factory workers. American Sugar Beet Growers Association board member and Montana farmer Shane Strecker says the issue is a real threat.
Right now, one of our biggest issues is Tier 2 sugar, and that's just imported sugar Country X pays the tariff, you know, they can send the sugar in here instead of selling it on the open market, or the world price, I should say. And it's really flooded our market.
Now, in their letter, these members of Congress are asking that the Trump administration use Section 301 authorities to help investigate unfair trading practices that are disadvantaging U.S. domestic sugar producers and factory workers and take decisive action as appropriate.
Hello, everybody. This is Ty Thompson, Northern Livestock Video here in Billings. We just concluded our early bird sale. You can see all the results of that sale at northernlivestockvideo.com. Record-breaking prices on these calves. Our June sale comes up June 24th, the early summer special. If you want to be part of that sale, get your contract into us by June 5th. We can do the filming anytime over the next couple weeks after that. Early summer special for Northern Livestock Video. Call us at 866-616-5035 or go to northernlivestockvideo.com.
Horn flies can take a bite out of your cattle's performance. These pests feed on cattle up to 30 times a day, stressing animals and cutting into profits. Fight back. SmartLick Supplement's low moisture blocks, available with Altacid or Clarify, help break the horn fly life cycle. Less fly pressure means cattle can spend more time grazing and growing. Take control of fly problems this season. Visit SmartLick.com. That's SmartLIC.com to find your dealer.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
The Downtown Paso Robles Main Street Association reminds you there's always something exciting to experience downtown. From world-class wine tasting lounges to live entertainment, artisan shops, restaurants, and fine arts to a variety of seasonal events. Whether you're a resident, local business, or a visitor, Downtown Paso Robles is where everything comes together.
Everything's waiting for you.
Go to PasoRoblesDowntown.org.
KPRL News continues at 6:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and no data limits. 805-995-4181. An advisory committee to the California Department of Water Resources held its first meeting this month to begin work on the next update to the California Water Plan, the state's long-range strategy for managing water resources across all sectors. The plan is updated every 5 years and guides statewide water policy, planning, and investment priorities. The meeting came months after Governor Gavin Newsom signed Senate Bill 72 in October 2025, launching a multi-year effort to modernize California's water planning framework in response to intensifying droughts, floods, and long-term water reliability challenges tied to climate change. SB 72 established an interim statewide planning target of 9 million acre-feet of additional water supply by 2040. The target is expected to play a central role in the development of the state's 2028 and 2023 water plans. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Wednesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the upper 60s. Southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows in the upper 40s. Southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow with about a 60% chance of showers. Highs in the low 60s. South-southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Friday. Sunny skies on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Mostly sunny on Tuesday and Wednesday. Mid-70s Friday, low 80s Saturday, upper 80s on Sunday and Monday, mid-80s on Tuesday, 89 a week from today. Currently, it is 43 degrees and cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:21.
When you need a plumber, chances are you need one right away. That's why Red's On-Time Plumbing is available 24/7 with same-day service. Red's On-Time Plumbing has a 5-star rating on Google. Get a great plumber and quick. If you're planning a project, Red's has convenient online booking and always gives free estimates. Ask about a $1,000 SoCal rebate on high-efficiency tankless water heaters. Schedule now at ontimeplumbingpro.com or call Red's On-Time Plumbing at 805-466-6188.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Dick's Sporting Goods says its Foot Locker business is back to making a profit. Executive Chairman Ed Stack says sport is one of the hottest categories in the country today, and Dick's is leading from the front. Bank of Montreal, BMO, is raising its dividend after a strong quarter. The bank has a large presence in the U.S. in addition to being one of a handful of big lenders based in Canada. The bank says the Iran war and the impact on oil supply is currently the most significant risk to the North American economy, though it predicts the U.S. economy will grow 2.1% this year. Bath & Body Works is in the process of a company overhaul. Its earnings held up better than expected, though, and the stock is up 12%. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners, is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Here comes the sun. Here
The Central Coast Sun is back. Is your style ready for it? Right now at Michael's Optical in Atascadero, protect your eyes and save big. Take 25% off select sunglasses and 30% off selected men's and women's frames. Whether you need a fresh look, polarized protection, or a new prescription, we've been serving our neighbors for 47 years with high-quality eyewear that fits your life. Please note that discounts do not apply to MSRP lines, so some premium or new collections may be excluded. Visit Michael's Optical and explore the wide selection of frames and find the perfect pair that suits your style and vision needs. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Look at us, look at us, look at us, look at us. You look your best, just look at us.
Michael's Optical.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech, we're ready to go. And it is brought to you by Tatchy Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore, the best gas prices around and the perfect Central Valley staycation. Call or text 238-5775, 238-KPRL. It's all in one. How we do it here. It's the technical aspect of this 80-year-old building that we've been able to upgrade technically without building a new building. It's pretty amazing. I don't know how that works. It's called innovation, or maybe because it's our own money. Not taxpayer money. We go.
KPRL. The morning exchange.
All right, coming up this afternoon, a sound off. Karen will have on a community activist. And she's, you know her, the name of Linda George, and this is going to be about as the world turns here in darn near paradise. You may have heard of the Halls. They were busted for illegal deliveries, and we're going to hear the, again, as the world turns this afternoon regarding all this, and the ties in with former city manager Ty Lewis. And et cetera, et cetera. So it goes round and round and round and round and round. Enjoy. All right. I tell you, I just get. Oh, boy. All right, Chris, I'm coming directly to you.
What do we got?
Well, I got a question, of course. When you were in the Paso Robles School District, almost years ago now, isn't it?
Oh, almost a decade ago since I graduated, yes.
Yeah. Did you have all the necessary tools you needed to get yourself educated and prepare yourself for this thing we call life?
No.
Okay. What didn't you have?
Well, in school, I mean, I know you could probably make the argument that your parents should teach you this, but they don't teach you anything about bank accounts, finances, really going out and applying for a job. That's kind of extracurricular stuff.
Okay.
Building a resume.
All right. That aside, I'm talking about the tools.
Those are the tools, if you ask me.
Do you know what? Okay. Let me be more specific.
Sure.
Did you have the, I don't know, devices and technical and all that stuff that you needed to move on? Were those things available for you to use? I don't know what they were because, obviously, you know, someone my age, we didn't have all that stuff needed to move on. In other words, did you have computers? Did you have access to this? Did you have access to that? I'm not talking about the basics that you're correct. They should be taught at school.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So did you have those things?
We did have computers. Yes.
Okay.
And
so you had the technical things that you needed to that were somewhat up to date, but not brand new. Like Americans want.
Sure, more or less, yes.
Okay. All right, I'm just, again, because we understand the need for the technical upgrades and so forth and so on. And so what people in Paso Robles need to remember that this isn't $205 million. This is going to be closer to $400 million. You're already paying, I don't know how much the 2008 or the 2006, I forget that. But we do know that the $95 million one won't be paid off until, I think, 2048. So I don't know what that $95 million equals after the interest and so forth and so on. But you also have to remember, and this may be small potatoes, but it's just an indication. You remember the disaster with the pool. If you remember, the district spent $1.5 million from its bond on modular stainless steel pools that came in from, what, Italy or someplace like that. And they sat in storage for a while, and then they were sold, I forget for how much money. But that was part of it. So if you saw something coming regarding technical, why are you spending money on this stuff? Or why did you spend money on this stuff? And the other thing is, I've been around here for a couple of years. And to the best of my recollection, with every single bond, it was to prepare for the future, for the kids, for at the time, the growing wine industry, so they can get good jobs in the wine industry. Okay, that's fine. It's part of a push, too, for, you know, part of it for the expansion of Cuesta College. We're going to spend money on that, which, by the way, we're also still spending money on the bond for that on your property taxes. And then, okay, so the wine industry comes in, and now we need to spend money on upgrades for these kids to have culinary lessons. So we built what I call the University of Macaroni and Cheese out there, the Culinary Academy. Okay, that was to prepare the kids for the future here so they can stay home and never leave mommy and daddy and all that other kind of crap that people like to hear. And now we have with the spaceport, which, okay, again, that's probably a good thing. Not against that at all. But let me ask you this question. If you have all these things, quote-unquote, to prepare them for this, and they can't read or write or spell, what's the difference? What's the difference? And what's the difference if they're not disciplined in school and don't listen to instructions? Who's going to hire them? And if they do, how long are they going to be able to keep a job? And why haven't you been upgrading as you've moved along? I obviously, I don't go to the meetings. I'm in bed before they start. But has anybody asked those questions at the meetings? I'm just curious. I'd like to know. Because, like any of you, you're going to have to pay maybe your taxes are going to increase. So, anyway, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Let's see here on the text. I can't, well, that's why this is freedom of speech. I can't help but notice the goats are only eating to about the edge of the middle of the river. And also makes me wonder, doesn't that create a flood hazard during wintertime? I have no idea. I know very little about goats, except we had a herd one in the other day. Or, yeah, last week, I think. One got out from our neighbor, and it just didn't want to listen, and we had to help herd it back in. I don't know why. Maybe the stuff that they're coming across right to that particular part they don't like. I know goats don't eat everything. So if anybody is a goat man or goat woman, if you could illuminate us on that, I would appreciate it very much because we're always here to learn. All right. So anyway, by the way, just updating from yesterday's completely unscientific but absolutely accurate survey. It was, where did I have it? The final total was 34-6. 34-6. That was for the what now will be the school bond. Chris, did they say how much it would cost to put on the ballot? Did you say 200,000, or was I hearing something wrong?
No, you heard those. The bond itself is about $200 million. As for putting it on the ballot, I believe the estimate was about $120,000.
Okay, so it'll be higher. It's just the way things work. Okay. It's only money, folks. We've got plenty of it and more to come because all they have to do is reach into your back pocket and talk about
you know, tapping their heels three times and so forth and so on. So it'll be up to you, because I can't vote on it, even though I do have property. Which goes to the question, okay, and I hadn't thought about this before, so I guess it makes a little sense. Can you vote on a property tax if you don't own property? Yes, in the United States, it's simply based on, well, I'm saying simply here, but also chuckling, citizenship, age, and legal residency within a jurisdiction, not or whether you own real estate. And why is that? Well, because, and again, this makes sense. I'm not necessarily happy about it. It's because property taxes directly fund local services like public schools, libraries, police, and fire departments. All registered voters in a district are allowed to have a say in how those funds are raised and allocated. If this is the main reasons for this, then I think we need to scrutinize our elected officials a little bit more on where the money goes. To all these other things, and you've heard me say this, other than the necessities. Because the other non-necessities are costing us a lot of money, and it's taking away from what here legally says is the things that are most important. So, you know, I was listening yesterday to Heather Moreno, and on this Lake Lopez and the lawsuit that's been that started, I think, in 2024. And right now, your tax dollars, I think she said it was about $4.5 million has gone to this lawsuit. Okay. Now, when I heard that, I thought, well, that's interesting. Who were these groups? Who were these groups? Well, they're groups such as the Coast Keepers. Well, let's see, you have the San Luis Obispo Coast Keepers, California Coast Keeper Alliance, the Ecological Rights Foundation, and the Los Padres Forest Watch. So, again, I'm just going to guess that most of these are probably tilted to the left a little bit, these groups. And I'm also going to guess that many of these people that are involved in these groups that are helping the attorneys make more money on this, as again, Heather said, over $4 million. I'd be willing to bet that many of them are associated with the same groups or different groups that have wanted to shut down Diablo Canyon and, as we know, the Phillips, and also probably the Dunes, which all three of those entities bring in hundreds of millions of dollars into this county so we can have bird watching paths and bike paths for these people to enjoy. Where do they think the money is going to come from next? And I'd like to know what they've done for a living that they can continue to spend or have the taxpayers spend this kind of money on this nonsense and fight groups and so forth that help make our life a more comfortable and better place to live. They want to destroy them. I don't know what these people do or where they live or how they live and so forth, but I'm just curious if anybody knows anything about these groups or people, and I personally would like to see a list of the name of the peoples because they're spending our money. Why not? They're forcing the county into this lawsuit, and it's cost a lot of money. We don't have money. We know about the roads. But we also know how the money has been spent here in this county as well, too. So, anyway, just a couple of little things this morning here on The Right Choice, KPRL. Also, I didn't look at this because some of the things that are sent in to me, again, I appreciate it, but they're just too long. And I more like things that are direct and to the point. Chris, do you know the TV spy on us?
Smart TVs, you mean?
Yes.
I kind of figured as much.
You did?
Yes.
You don't worry about it because you don't watch TV, so that's
I don't. Also, like, you know, smart TV means that it's connected to the internet and everything connected to the internet, like, quote unquote spies on you to some degree.
Okay. So somebody sent me in something, and again, I saw that was going to be too long, and so I just did a little talk to my buddy Al. Chinese smart TVs, like I can't even pronounce it, and TCL can monitor your data. However, the bigger issue is that all major smart TV brands, including non-Chinese ones like Samsung, LG, and Sony, engage in similar tracking, though it is usually targeted for advertising rather than state espionage. How about that? Now, the technology on most smart TVs rely on this thing called ACR. Do you know what that is?
No, I don't.
I'm glad, because I don't either.
Does it say what the acronym stands for?
The Automatic Content Recognition.
Okay, that makes a little bit more sense.
Okay, so what this feature does, it takes frequent screenshots of your screen up to 30 times a minute, or listens to audio, then matches it against a database to know exactly what you're watching. It's connected to cable boxes, game consoles, and laptops. Folks, they're already in our house. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Yeah, they are. Real quick question regarding the bond vote. You said that you wouldn't get to vote on it.
No.
I'm not sure that that's true, because you're in the Paso Robles school district just like I am. Even though we're in Monterey County, we are in the Paso school district where we live. And so therefore, we should have it on our ballot. Correct?
I hadn't thought about it from that angle, because the property tax would not affect mine in Monterey County, right?
Well, I'm not sure about that.
Okay, so, but I can't vote. I would have no say on here, because I can't at the station because of the building we own. Because I'm not a resident of Paso Robles.
Right.
So,
I'm just assuming
the county assessor it's going to assess the address here, not in Monterey County.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. I'm going to dig into that. I'm not sure about that. I just know we're in the Paso School District, and it's like, well, okay, then we should get to vote on things that affect the Paso School District.
I think, let me see, the last time when Williams got us discounted, not discounted, but discarded from that vote, I think it was on the last bond, wasn't it? Remember?
Yeah, but that was the Pleasant Valley School District, right, area. But that's all part of the Paso School District, though.
That was a special election, wasn't it? I don't remember.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. I don't recall.
I can't keep track of it either.
Yeah. Well, maybe someone other than you and I can remember, because we can't.
Well, not only remember, but figure out what the heck we're in for.
Well, yeah, maybe I'll do a little digging and I'll get back to you.
All right, well, dig hard, sir. I'd like to know, because I hadn't thought about that part.
Yeah, I'm curious now. So, okay.
All right, thanks a lot.
All right, have a good day.
All right, if anybody knows about that, I'm either glad or not glad that he brought it up. I guess I'd like to be prepared and get even more angry. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Since you have your business there in town, if you look at your property taxes through your business, you're getting pulled. The money's getting pulled for bonds and stuff through the property taxes at your business. So,
you're cutting out
because you are paying for it through your business taxes.
You cut out. We missed some of it.
Okay, you should. If you look at on your property taxes or your business, you're getting money pulled for the bonds on your property taxes. So you should be getting about the vote on that. I would imagine that's what I'm thinking too. For me,
but I'm not personally registered to vote in Paso Robles.
I know. Yeah, that's like I say, but you're paying, you're still paying those taxes because
I know, but I mean, I can remember Sage couldn't vote because he owned property here in Paso Robles, but he couldn't vote on issues such as bonds because he was registered to vote in Templeton.
Okay, yeah. So you pay for it, but you have no say about it.
Well, I have a say, but it doesn't help.
Nobody's going to listen anyways.
Well, no, I can't do anything about it. And you know, it goes back to, look, I'm not asking for 10 votes or anything like that, but I just find it amazing that we already pay our registrations and our fees for all these services and so forth and so on and through our taxes. And if you own property and you're going to be impacted, I think you should have, you know, again, one vote. You know, if you own five properties, I'm not saying you should have five, but I think you should have one.
Yeah, you should be able to get a representation, you know.
Right. And so, you know. But, I mean, that's not going to change, so.
No. No matter how much we complain. So.
Well.
Oh, well. All right. Well.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
We'll see how things go.
Okay. Well, there's, we got a few texts in, but let's go back to the phone line. Hi, good morning.
Kevin, Chris Bausch.
Hi.
Bad news. You'll be able to vote and taxed on both because this is going to be a high school district. That means it's the larger district.
Oh.
You were not taxed on the last Measure M because that was an elementary district. So you have San Miguel Elementary District that excluded your home from the last Measure M. But in this greater, San Miguel is a feeder district to the greater high school district. It's a larger district.
So that's great. So that's great. That means I may have the opportunity to have two property tax increases.
Absolutely. Lucky you.
Oh, man, that is. I'm really glad you gave us that information, Chris.
Anytime, Kevin. Glad to be of service. But you'll get to vote against it. You'll be able to vote at home and vote against it. So this is, and you're absolutely right. It's going to be closer to over $400 million by the time we're all done paying for it, or our grandkids are done paying for it.
Chris, do you remember how much not the last one, which was 95? How much was the one before that?
Measure T.
It was what, 2006, 2008?
I don't remember. I want to say it was like $24 million. That was for the high school. That was the first high school bond measure. Mm-hmm. I'd have to go back and check. I was not on school board at that point, but I want in the run up to Measure M. I think it was only $24 million, but we spent something like $40 million by the time it was done with interest.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds about right. All right, Chris, I appreciate it.
I knew you would. Have a good day.
All right, thank you. You too. All right, we're heading this way.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage at Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. San Luis Obispo Police Department responded to a report on the 1300 block of Madonna Road yesterday at about 5:30 p.m., where a man was refusing to leave a business. Police arrived at the location, and the man, a 55-year-old Stephen Wilson, threatened police officers and did not comply with commands. He was shot in the leg with dense foam and arrested for felony resisting arrest. No officers were injured. San Luis Obispo County Agricultural Commissioner has released a statement regarding an investigation into glassy-winged sharpshooters, or GWSS, where there was a report from a nursery in Fresno County saying grape plants containing the species may have been shipped out throughout California. The Agricultural Commissioner has found there is low risk to Slo County from this incident. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then partly cloudy, highs in the upper 60s. It's 45 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Guzman. Texas Senator John Cornyn's 23-year run comes to an end after losing to Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton in a primary runoff election. Comes after President Trump endorsed Paxton last week, calling him a true MAGA warrior. Paxton acknowledged him last night.
And then there's one person I think you might know. President Donald J. Trump.
President Trump will meet with his cabinet today. The conflict with Iran expected to be a major topic. Fox's Ashley Webster.
U.S. Central Command saying that they launched these so-called defensive strikes to protect U.S. troops from Iranian forces. Later in the day, CENTCOM gave out a statement with more explanation saying, quote, targets included missile launch sites and Iranian boats.
America's listening to Fox News.
What's the latest news in Paso Robles? It's the grand reopening of the San Paso Truck Stop. The nationally acclaimed cheapest price fueling station in the county is launching its grand opening after a year of historical remodeling restoration. Tired of recent high gas prices? San Paso Truck Stop ranks among the lowest fuel prices in the state. The San Paso Truck Stop has everything you need for busy families and truckers alike. Find out. Traveling to the corner of Wellsona Road and Highway 101. That's the San Paso Truck Stop, open 24/7.
All righty, it's 9 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, KPRL Sports. Brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
A four-game sweep for the Golden Knights in the Western Conference Final as they edged the Avalanche 2-1 last night in Las Vegas to advance to the Stanley Cup Finals. Coach John Tortorella.
I'm thrilled for the opportunity, thrilled to be along the ride with them. I consider the first three rounds playoffs. The last round, that's when you play for the Stanley Cup.
Vegas held the high-powered Colorado offense to just 7 goals in the series after the Avs had posted the league's best regular season record and won 8 of 9 games in the first two rounds of the playoffs. NBA, the Thunder kicked off the Spurs 127-114 in Game 5 of the Western Conference Final in Oklahoma City, taking a 3-2 series lead. 32 points for Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Joe Mazzulla of the Celtics named NBA Coach of the Year. He's the fourth Boston boss to win the honor, and at age 38, the youngest since 1970. Baseball, one night after being no-hit, the Rangers scored 8 times in the first inning and held on for a 10-7 win over the Astros. Jock Peterson capped the snowman with a 3-run blast. Vaughn Grissom had a grand slam and 6 RBI to lead the Angels over the Tigers 10-6. Pirates hung up a 5 spot in the first and sailed past the Cubs 12-1. That's Chicago's 10th loss in a row. Mookie Betts hit 2 of LA's 5 taters as the Dodgers rolled over the Rockies 15-6. Yankees romped over the Royals 15-1, slamming 6 homers. Every starter in the lineup had at least 2 hits. First time that's happened in Yankee franchise history. Brewers blanked the Cardinals 6-0 behind the 7-hit pitching of Kyle Harrison and the Cracker Box. That's Wednesday Sports.
Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night. 13th and Riverside and Paso Robles.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Optical and Atascadero. They've been proudly serving you since 1979. All right. Clouds today for the most part, highs in the mid-60s, we'll say. Clouds tonight, overnight lows in the upper 40s. Now, we now have about a 50% chance of some rain on your Thursday with high about 60. Friday, mid-70s with some clouds, low 80s, sunny on Saturday, upper 80s, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday of next week, mid-80s, and maybe 90 a week from today. Lots of sunshine. Today's UV index will be 10 up and down. 5:51 a.m., 8:10 p.m. We are at 45 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Michael's Optical, offering quality glasses and frames from infants to adults. Okay, we have 6.5 minutes away from 7 here at the Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
World-famous Pet Alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's and Atascadero, your most complete firearms trainer and supplier. As we check in to see what animals are out there on the highways and byways and get them where they need to be, and that, of course, is home, safe, and sound. Pretty simple to do. That's what we do. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, look to my left, I see nothing. So,
Chris, you had had a couple of days off regarding the use of the brain cells.
Time to burn some calories.
Time to burn those calories. You are exactly right. Okay. Here it is. What percent of the human brain is fat?
Well, speaking of calories, good question. Well, I know it's between 1 and 100 at the very least, so let's go with 15.
One more shot.
Am I above or below?
You are below.
Way below. Okay. Brain's a little fattier than I thought then.
Well, you've heard the expression, he's a fathead?
I haven't heard that one, actually.
Have you heard meathead?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay.
I think that's more referred to a muscle head, though, than a fat head. But anyway, 35%.
Nope, 60%.
Whew, that's a lot.
60%.
More than I was expecting.
Yeah, the human brain is about 60% fat. There you go. All right, you lose one or find one, give us all. If you lose one, you probably can't find one if your brain is that fat. 238-1230 or reception at kprl.com. That is simple as we move along to a trivia question today, which... I don't know why I went down this road, but we'll find out because it's just going to be a mess. That's all. That's trivia brought to you by Joe's Place. Three locations, the airport, Paso Robles, and Templeton. You're qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. Okay. I don't know where. The Indy 500 just completed the other day. I think the average speed for the guy, Ravenscroft, whatever, that won it, was 162 miles an hour. That's the average, not the top. What was the speed of the winning speed or the average speed of the first winner in 1911, an Indy 500? What do you think it was? If the other day, according to what I found, was 162 miles per hour, what was the... inaugural race, what was that speed in 1911? I don't follow race cars at all, but I did tune in for a little bit of it, and they had the cameras in the car. I was amazed. I don't know how those guys hold on. It is just pretty pretty fun to watch inside the vehicle with the hands. It's like if they move that wheel just a hair... They're crashing. And to do it for that length of time, that must take a lot of stamina. Hi, good morning.
It was 75 miles an hour.
We'll round it off to 75 miles an hour. You're a big race car fan, sir?
Yes, I am.
It's amazing to watch them with the cameras inside the vehicle, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. They have good coverage now. Back then, they didn't.
Well, no, it's interesting on the first car because the guy was hired. He was an engineer, and I forget the car company. But anyway, he shows up, and he didn't have the two-seaters because the guy in the other seat was kind of the lookout.
Mechanic. Yeah, he was a mechanic.
Okay, yeah, and this guy was an engineer and a mechanic, so he didn't. So anyway, one thing led to another, and they didn't want him to race. Well, what did he do? He came up with... the rear view mirror.
Oh.
And they let him race, and he won. That's how it happened. So I heard that. So I found that fascinating, too. All right, sir, may I have your name, please?
Chuck Lundquist.
All right, Chuck, thank you very much. Enjoy your day. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage and Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. The Templeton CSD will be holding a special meeting this week to discuss its fiscal year 2026-27 operating budget. The meeting will be held Thursday, May 28th, starting at noon in the CSD boardroom, 206 5th Street. A vehicle caught fire on the US 101 yesterday afternoon, just outside of Santa Margarita, slowing down traffic. CHP received the reports at about 1:26 p.m. about a vehicle fully engulfed in flames with nearby vegetation also catching fire. The fire was put out in about half an hour, and CHP did not report any injuries. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then partly cloudy, highs in the upper 60s. It's 46 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
According to this, the typical Indy 500 winner takes home between $3.5 and $4.5 million. The exact payout depends on the total race purse, finishing position bonuses, laps led, and special contingency awards like repeat winner jackpots and some other things as well. All right, we've got two more to go this hour, brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone. You simply can't beat their prices on stone, porcelain, granite, quartz, and a whole lot more.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.